This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
I've got a story that it's going to sound like it's going to be a bad story, but it's going to end up being fantastic.
I love these disclaimers because I would have been sad.
You're going to melt from cuteness, so okay, bear with me. Okay, the Ukrainian people have been going through a lot after Russia started invading and bombing them repeatedly. And with so much at stake, the Ukrainian army needs all the help they can get. Okay, that's the bad part. But recently, the Ukrainian soldiers stumbled across a starving 3-year-old Russian war dog who had been abandoned by his troops.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's just out there in the middle of nowhere. The Ukrainians took it upon themselves to nurse the dog they named Max back to health. And Max has nothing but gratitude. He actually now is serving with the Ukrainian army. He switched sides, yes. And he's sweeping different areas of the country for mines that have yet to be
exploded.
Exploded.
Wow.
And he's saving, who knows, like hundreds of lives.
That's pretty crazy where they just dumped this dog or what have you.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they were able to take it on, retrain it, and now it's doing something positive versus what the Russians were using this poor animal for is amazing.
Yeah, and it's so cute. And he's not the only one. There's another dog that's serving the Ukraine country. It's a Jack Russell Terrier. His name is Bullet. And he's so little. But he does the same thing. So he goes through and tries to detect different mines that haven't been exploded yet. And he's actually been awarded a Medal of Valor. So he has a little like vest that he wears. And they pinned it on him. It's so cute.
So
as like an award, all they give him is just a little piece of cheese. That's all he wants. Yeah. It's just a little piece of cheese.
He's very low cost.
It's so cute.
Although you have to wonder if you're like dogs, like they're over there like, hey, Bullet, what detail did you get? Mine sweeping? Oh, wow, that stinks. I'm the president's favorite lap dog. Okay, all right, well, I'll go sweep some mines then, you know. Oh, man, that's actually a really good story out of bad for sure.
Yes.
Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show, and with school coming to a close here, it's another year done for the kiddos. I was just recently at my niece and nephew's graduation.
Had to think about it.
Yeah, no, I was saying niece and nephews, like so that I could explain it. They're actually triplets, and they were born at 25 weeks.
Ooh, that's a miracle.
19 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Like, they shouldn't be here. And especially one of them should not be here, like, definitely. And miracles happen throughout their lives. And so you look back at the past, and you're like, wow, God was all through this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was really cool for them to see them mark this milestone. But it got me thinking about school and stuff like that, where when your kids are younger, your school has to call you for a lot of different things. Oh, Jimmy forgot his lunch today. Or, where are you? Rachel is sitting here. It's in the class crying because you forgot to pick her up.
Oh,
you know,
no.
I'm just curious, like, because as a parent, things get crazy, you know, for your kids sometimes or in your life sometimes. And I was just really curious, like, what did your school have to call you for this year?
I have a feeling that if I had to ask your mother in the past,
what did
Wally's school have to call you for? I bet she'd have a lot to say.
Worst part is my mom worked at the school.
Oh.
And my mom was a front desk receptionist for a time. And so she
couldn't get away with anything.
Well, yeah, she had to make the announcements. Please send Wally to Principal Cavagin's office. Literally, that happened.
And you're so, like, Mom, I'm 17. Leave me alone.
I was like, Mom, I was set up. Call somebody. I'm just curious for you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the thing that your school had to call you for this year? I'm sure there's some doozies.
Honestly.
So, all right, let's go. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, Anna, this year, what is the thing that your school had to call you for?
Because my son got another kid that bumped into him and broke his glass. And he depends on the glass, so I had to go to the doctor's right away to order another set of glasses.
Oh, that's the worst when you break your glasses and then they tape them back together. And you're already, like, as a kid, like, I'm wearing glasses. Then you tape them down the middle.
Well, that actually happened to me because I started wearing glasses when I was in the third grade. And I actually had to use a Band-Aid.
All right, Kara, you're up. What is that thing your child's school had to call you about this year?
So I was on maternity leave, and a week into maternity leave, I work at the school, by the way, my three-year-old pulled the fire alarm. And all of my teacher friends, my principal, they waited and waited almost all day until they finally called me to say, hey, by the way, Charlie pulled the alarm today.
Oh, no.
The fire department had to show up. And mind you, she's 3 years old and she loves firemen. She loves them. So they come running into the school. They bring the truck and everything. She thought it was the best day ever and she did the best thing.
You just gave Betty Rock a great idea on how to meet men. She's looking for a fire thing to pull right now. All right, we got time for a couple more. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What did your kid's school have to call you for this year? Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. My school had my mom on speed dial because I did dumb things and
talk a lot.
Yeah, I had constantly have to call. Sometimes it was disciplinary. Sometimes it was stupidity. You know, he's locked himself in a locker again. So you know, he was trying to be funny.
Yep, trying to impress the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what we were discussing with you. Is like, as the end of school year like kind of wraps up, like what were those things that your school had to call you about with your kid?
Mm-hmm. And so you can see what other people are commenting with.
Feel better about your kid.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. But Jamie said she actually has two different stories. She said, first, my son walked into a wall when walking in line with his K-5 class.
I have done that as an adult.
Walked into a wall.
Yes. I was, my daughter, we were at her theater practice in high school. And they needed something. And you know me, I'm a helper.
Of course.
And I turned and took two steps at a full sprint. And I hit a cement column face first. Like glasses ka-kang into my nose. Cut my nose.
Oh,
I
no.
fell straight to the ground.
No.
I almost knocked myself
that's
out.
So embarrassing.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I mean for Haley, your daughter. That's
yeah,
so
for her
embarrassing.
Too. Yeah, yeah. She's like, what was that sound? Don't look. Just keep acting.
Yeah. Jamie also said the second time was when somehow my son hit himself in the eye while writing spelling words with his pencil. This poor kid.
That poor kid. But again, that kid is me. I love this kid. I jumped downstairs with a drumstick in my mouth. And so,
oh my gosh.
And it did not. It ended up in the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. See, I was that kid.
Like, we're the problem.
Oh, absolutely. They had to call my mom a whole bunch.
She's like, is it Wally again?
Yeah, okay, well. I know. It's crazy. But you know what? That's what kids do. And you just got to love them. You know, as bad as you feel, the school is like, oh, gee, not again.
Oh,
you know?
For sure.
I feel bad for teachers, like having to make those calls.
Yes.
People please.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. People please is just a segment for things I don't get that just seem ludicrous to me, you know?
Well, and I think that probably goes up the older you get. Like,
yes.
Things just don't make sense.
Yeah, and things, you find yourself getting madder about dumb things. But this is it, man. I remember my dad used to always tell me, people have more money than sense. And this is exactly that, okay? So no one here is wearing any name brand clothes, unless you count a Mule Day shirt as name brand.
I do.
Yeah, then Betty Rock and Bass Pro Shops. That's her idea of name brand.
Nailed it.
So the two companies, Gucci and Adidas, they're partnering together to create something new. So, they're both fashion brands and sports brands. And so put those together. It's going to be amazing, obviously, mm-hmm. And we're all going to want it. I don't know about this one. $1,300 is the price tag for a new Gucci and Adidas umbrella.
Oh.
I mean, I get having a good umbrella.
Yeah.
I understand that. It's nice. But, I mean, a good umbrella. I hate paying $25 for a good umbrella, you know?
Oh, yeah. I went to Target the other day, and I think I paid $10 for a really cute one.
That's about the price of it, you know? Yeah. And, yeah, really cute. That's all you need.
And how do you justify paying that much money for an umbrella?
Yeah,
I mean, it's just going to keep you dry in the rain.
Okay, so now, we could people please on this just enough of a $1,300 umbrella. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are rich people. I get it. Like, that seems like a great deal. How much are umbrellas anyway, Jeeves? I don't know. I think about $1,500. Well, we've just saved $200. This is a great deal. Get me three. Fetch me one for my sister. You know, like, so, like, people just, whatever. It's not, I don't even know. So, that's where we could stop. But here's the best part of this, people, please. This $1,300 umbrella does not even protect you from rain. It's not waterproof.
So, it's not an umbrella.
No, it is an umbrella. They say it is to protect you from the sun and for decorative use.
People, please.
Hoity-toity are you, okay?
That makes no sense.
No.
And I bet they're going to be sold out of these.
That's
what doesn't make sense.
That's a problem, yeah. So, I'm sure some celebrity
will have one. Just throw some Rain-X on it or something. It'll be waterproof.
By nature of an umbrella, it should be waterproof. For $1,300, it should be bulletproof, you know, honestly. But people, please.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So the first batch of imported baby formula is arriving. You know, there's been a shortage and a lot of moms wondering how they're going to feed their kids. It's been a real difficult time for some people. It's all happening because of Operation Fly Formula. We need to not let the White House name anything. They're really bad at it.
It's not very creative.
No, it's like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get that formula? We're going to fly it. Why don't we call it Fly Formula? It's got some alliteration. One tweak to this. Operation Flying Formula. You're better off with that. Like
Operation
one tweak.
Flying Formula.
Yeah, it flows better than Operation Fly Formula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it.
Just that. It's like, just please. Like, on the show, we name stuff for a living. White House, call us. We'll help you. Like, we name things all the time with name it and claim it. We could make this better. But I digress. That's really not the story.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were there. Okay.
Yeah. No. The story is that they're helping with the nationwide baby formula shortage.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so the military aircraft landed in Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, headed to Indiana, and they have about about half a million 8-ounce bottles.
Oh.
So on this one flight, like 75,000 pounds or something like that. It was crazy. And so they're taking it to America, and they're going to start distributing it. And it's different brands that they were able to get from overseas, like Nestle and Gerber. So it meets all the recommendations and stuff like that. And they're all hyperallergenic for kids, which is good, too. But they said typically this process to get a product from Europe to the U.S., it takes about 2 weeks, but thanks to Operation Flying Formula, better name, they cut it down to just a couple days. And
oh.
So that's good. Well, so
yeah, and that's got to be some, you know, just make a mom feel better about the fact that they are back in the States and that they can get it.
At least to think that there is some help coming, because for a while there's like, well, what are you going to do? And people are scrambling and trying to make do. And so there's another shipment coming into Washington Dulles later in like the next couple days, and FedEx is going to start getting that out. It's all going to go to Nestle, and they're going to distribute it. They've taken on that part of the thing. But there was also something else that came out of this. There's some legislation. It's called the Access Two Baby Formula Act. Could be better. Could be better for sure. but the good news is it's allowing families that are on WIC, you know, like food stamps and stuff, to buy formula products outside what's normally designated. And the program purchases a lot of formula for basically half of the formula purchased in the country is purchased for the WIC program, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. And they're also working as part of this legislation to prevent this from happening in the future with manufacturers, setting some protocols in place. So there you go. Some good news there.
Yes.
If you've been on the forefront of that, if that's affected you, then there is some help on the way.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
This is my attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room you are in. Whether it's a party, whether it's a work setting, you will have facts at your disposal if you just retain these to then impress people. And so the way it works is Gavin and Betty will give me like a subject and I will blow their minds. Gavin, go.
A byproduct of our job is we just get to listen to music all day.
Yep.
Do you have a musical nugget for us?
I do, actually. Now, you're going to have to take a little journey with me, Gavin, back to the late 80s.
Before I was born.
Before you were born, exactly. And you're just going to have to live through this moment here because before you were born, there was a band called Aerosmith.
I've heard of them.
You have heard of them?
Yes.
Okay, good. And they had a big song like this. That song was actually written by Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Okay.
And he wrote it about another member of a band, another famous band, because he was out one day and he said, look at that lady over there. And it turned out it was Vince Neil from Motley Crue, the lead singer of Motley Crue. And he ended up writing the song, "That Dude Looks Like a Lady."
I feel like this song would have probably gone towards a lot of men back then. Because didn't you say that with your root perm that you had, you actually got whistled at one time?
From construction workers, yeah.
And really?
Not going to lie, it felt pretty good. Made me go, my hair is working.
And then he turned around and they're like, "Dude looks like a lady."
Yeah, absolutely. See, we've had a whole conversation here. That's how this works. Okay, Betty Rock, go for it. One more.
Well, since we're talking about entertainment, well, I watch a lot of TV. Tell me something about TV.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to go you one better on this. I'm going to pull you in. I'm going to reel you in with the TV show that you love. The Office.
I love The Office.
I know you do. So now I've already connected. One of the ways to be the most interesting person is know a little bit about the people around you so that you can wow them. So I go, hey, Betty, and you were the one that got me watching it all those years ago. But did you know, Betty Rock, that there are 11 different companies with their countries with their own version of The Office television show? In different countries. Like, it started in England, and then we got it, but now there are 11 other countries that do The Office.
Really?
Yeah, and here's the mind-blowing part. That is mind-blowing enough, but of those 11 companies, all but two are set at a paper company. So they do the exact same shtick, in essence, same type characters.
Same cast.
Yeah.
Wow.
But now in Germany, it's an insurance company, and in Poland, it's a water bottle company. Or a bottled water company.
Wonder why they changed it.
I don't know.
That's
maybe there's something that they have against paper. Who knows?
Wow. But I think I want to look that up. I'd probably watch them.
There you go. See? Now you're in.
Yes. Now that you're pointing it out, now I'm out.
I know. Nope. See? I just impressed Lady Rock in our little conversation there, and you can do the same, and that's why we do Mind Blown!
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have a chance for you to win a prize right now. We got a Way FM prize pack for you with a little great googly moogly. Gavin is our Google Meister here. He's going to ask Google an open-ended question. Betty Rock and I will attempt to guess how Google auto-filled that question because they always give you like the top five results. And if we get one on the list, we get a point. If we get one right, we get the main one right, the number one, we get 2 points. And pay attention there because we're going to be helping you during your round and you could actually win two prizes if you end up getting the number one answer. So with that, Gavin, what is your first question?
Is my best friend a blank? So many options.
Okay.
All right. I got mine. Betty Rock, we'll start with you.
Is my best friend a narcissist?
That's what I wrote!
No, oh, you did
no.
not.
Yes.
No, you did not.
So that
not.
Means we negated each other's answer.
You did not.
I first wrote alien, then I wrote narcissist. Because
oh,
I,
my gosh.
I saw you look at me, and I thought she was going to say that.
Don't do that, because then we don't get any points.
I'm sorry. So, Gavin, did narcissist make the list?
You guys negated the number one answer.
Ah, oh, narcissist?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That says a lot.
I know, that we both would think the other's a narcissist.
Wait, no.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it because that's what I think that you are.
I wrote it because I know you are.
You think I am?
You know you are.
Are you kidding me? That's weird. Okay, well, that was odd. Okay, so there you go. Gavin, give us your next one.
Okay, why do I always lose my blank?
No, oh, I got mine. Now, remember, Betty, don't guess what I guess because...
That's not what you did last time.
I didn't mean to, though. But I think. Oh, but if you're looking at me, you know what my answer would be.
I'm going between two things.
Okay, well, we'll start with you.
I said, why do I keep losing my phone?
Oh, okay, I did not say that. Why do I always lose my temper is what
oh.
I went with.
I didn't even think of that one,
oh,
but that one's
so
perfect for you.
That means I'm changing. Okay,
no,
so Gavin, did phone make the list?
Phone was the number two answer.
All right,
very
all
good.
Right,
okay,
good
job. So Betty Rock gets a point there. Number one, temper by any chance?
Temper was not on this list.
No!
What made the list?
There was keys, marbles.
So keys.
I'd have gone with mind if you'd said that. Glasses and headphones.
Oh,
yeah, because of the AirPods.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't lose those.
I have one ear canal that's smaller than the other, so that ear pod, that AirPod stays in. But the other one, no matter how far I shove it in, tried staples, I've tried everything to tack it
oh
in there,
gosh.
Some glue.
Staples?
Yeah, and it keeps coming out. I'll look to the left, and then plop, and whatever, it, like, wherever I'm looking down at it falls in. So one time, I almost fell into my lawnmower. Another time, the toilet.
Gross.
So, well,
never using your AirPods.
No, I did. Yeah, so anyway. All right, so Betty Rock, you got a point. So maybe you're going to want to go with Betty Rock's help. Maybe you'll want to go with mine. I don't know, but you got a chance to win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We will do Great Googly Moogly with you now.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jamie, welcome to Great Googly Moogly. The way it works is Gavin is going to give us an open-ended question that he's asked Google. It autofills five answers. If you get an answer right on the list, you will get a prize. If you get the number one answer, you will get two prizes. Betty Rock and I are going to help you. She got one right in our round. I did not, so maybe you'll go with her answer. Maybe you'll go with yours or mine. So let's see how this thing shakes out. Gavin, what is our first question?
What is wrong with my blank?
What is wrong with my blank? Okay, so Jamie, be thinking of an answer. Betty Rock, what do you think that answer is?
I think it could be what is wrong with my car. I know that recently Jubal, my car, he keeps flashing this thing that says gas cap loose.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, I know. I go to check it. It's fine.
Oh,
it's on there good and tight.
You got
I don't
a
know
sensor
what's
problem.
Wrong with it.
Yeah, and because that can actually affect the way your car runs, too.
Oh, jeez.
So I know. Sorry about that. I said, what is wrong with my spouse?
Oh, is that what you think your wife is wondering about you?
Probably, yes. that's what I said because we wonder, like, what is going on with them? What's in that head there? So, Jamie, those are our answers. What did you go with?
I'm going to go with what's wrong with my phone because I never know what it's doing. It's acting crazy.
What is wrong with my phone? Okay, so that was your answer. So that's you want to stick with yours versus Betty's and mine?
Well, the spouse one sounds pretty good, but I'm going to stick with mine.
Okay, so what is wrong with my phone? Okay, so let's go through this. If you get the number one answer right, you get two prizes. But if you just make the list, you get one prize. So, Gavin, let's go with Betty Rocks first. What is wrong with my car? Did that make the list?
Car was the number three answer.
Oh. All right.
That would have been a prize for you, Jamie. Okay. What is wrong with my spouse? Did that make the list?
Spouse, thankfully, did not make this list.
It should have. okay, so that's good that you did not go with mine. All right, Gavin, the big telltale here for Jamie. What is wrong with my phone? Did it make the list?
Okay, this blew my mind. The number five answer was, what is wrong with my Android? And I'm going to give it to her for that.
Did iPhone even make that list?
iPhone didn't see it at all.
Yeah, because there's never a problem with them.
No,
that's right.
Totally.
Well, Jamie, congratulations. You got an answer right, number five, and you're winning a prize today.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
What else was on the list?
We had stomach was number four.
Ooh, yeah, I know that answer. Taco Bell.
All the time.
White Castle.
White Castle, that's true too.
And the number one answer was, what is wrong with my kid?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Jamie, just because I'm curious, do you have an Android or an iPhone?
An iPhone. It freezes up constantly. No. It drives me crazy.
Oh, you just really? Need to upgrade.
Yeah.
I know. That's my problem. I don't want to spend money on a new phone. They're so expensive.
Every 2 years, they set it so that there's a setting somewhere in there that your phone starts acting the fool at about 2 years, about the time your contract ends and you need a new one. I don't know how they do it, but they've done it. They're geniuses. Jamie, you are the big winner today, and congratulations, and thanks for playing Great Googly Moogly on The Wally Show.
All right. Thank you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
Time travel movies confuse me. Full disclosure, I get so lost in them.
And understandable, too, because they go forward, then they go backward. Then they're forward. Well, now we're going
now
back.
We're backward.
Wait.
I have
you
no
thought
idea.
We were backward. Now we're going forward again.
And that's why I love Flashback Friday. It's very simple. You tell us what song from the past you want to hear, and we play it. No shenanigans. We just go back in time, and you tell us why.
Well, we're going back to play it forward.
Don't confuse me.
Whoa. From the backwards.
Don't confuse me.
Of
like,
time.
I thought it was simple. Now I don't even know where I am anymore. So if you want to be our Flashback Friday pilot, all you have to do is tell us what song you want to go back in time to hear. I don't care what it is, man. You could go, old school Jeremy Camp.
So take my life. So take my mind. So take my soul. So take my
arm. I sound like Creed. Scops, that's awesome. I'm trying to do my best Creed imitation.
You know, to me, this is my favorite Jeremy Camp song.
I know.
It's so good.
My wife loved the Jeremy Camp era of this guy.
Like the more rock.
Yeah, and less sensitive. Yeah, so, yeah.
He can beat you up. You better watch out.
With one pinky. Absolutely. Or maybe Leland would be great. That's one you don't hear very often.
No. I don't know if they're even doing that kind of stuff anymore. Yeah. I listened to a worship album they did. It was really good.
And that's why we get to go back in time. Sometimes bands aren't even together anymore. And you're like, hey, I want to hear this. It feels good to hear it on the radio. Again, just tell us why. That's the big thing. I want your story as to what this song means to you. Because the songs are different here. They should be different here. They should have more meaning than, just some pop song and stuff. And that's why we like to go back in time.
So text the word FLASH to 9197. When you do that, we'll send you a link to the form that you can fill out. That's FLASH to 91979.
Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage that it feels a little bit like deja vu. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing it. You see what I did there. But seriously, the cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage was the best option for me personally, but maybe you're in a place where you need or want to buy a new home. Well, the same people that helped me with my refi can help you with your new home loan. United Faith Mortgage is a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can help you get your financing in place so that when you find that perfect home, you're ready to go. The market is still competitive and you have to make quick decisions, and having your loan secured can definitely help. United Faith Mortgage makes the process so easy, and I love that when I call my UFM guy Ryan, I get Ryan. And if he's ever on another line, he gets back to me super fast, because in this market, timing is everything. So talk to the people that I trust for your home loan or refinance. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
Okay, I want everyone to picture their best friend. Wally, for you it is...
Greg or Bears.
And then Greg or Bears.
Nope. Betty, for you, it is...
We'll go with Knick Knack.
Oh, she's moved ahead of some of the older friends that you've had for years.
I have three.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it.
Velociraptor. What? Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, yep. We did.
I have three best friends.
I know.
But Knick Knack is one of those.
Yeah, and you guys are roommates. You guys do everything together.
Yeah.
And I read this article that says that to reach best friend status, it actually does take a specific amount of time, and you go through stages, per se. So the process begins with 94 hours to become casual friends.
Oh, Okay.
94 that's, hours. That's like, oh, how many, like, how many days is that?
Well, a lot. I mean, it's over a week. Like, you figure a 40-hour work week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you got 2 weeks of work.
Well, and some
in.
Some people you don't even see more than maybe like 2 or 3 hours a week. So you could be talking about a very long
months
time.
Months and months. Yeah. Cumulative.
So, to reach true friend status, it's 164 hours.
Wow, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, and well, you know, at this point, you've begun to share parts of your life. Maybe you've had a few, you know, good deep conversations. So that's great. And then to reach best friendship status is 219 hours.
Wow.
Which, again, if you're talking that, like, spend 2 hours with someone a week, that's 100 weeks, which is...
Two years. Yeah. I get all of that, though. Like, to form that bond with somebody to where you get what, you know, you guys like the same things and you guys get along, it does take time. It takes investment and intentionality.
And just because you spend that much time together with someone, it doesn't mean you're the best of friends.
No.
Sometimes it can even pull you apart.
We get together every week with Greg and Molly. Like, we'll go to dinner, we'll play cards, and it'll be 3 or 4 hours, you know, first and last. Like, every week we try to do that at least once.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. You want to speed up that process of becoming best friends, travel with someone.
There you go.
Go on a trip with somebody. You will come back, like, you'll kick 100 hours out of this process, and you'll come back as, like, really best friends, or you'll never speak again.
I mean, I went on a trip with Wally, and the whole time he complained about the cabin of the plane
being
so too cold.
Cold.
And he was like, fill my neck!
It's still a running joke that we have to this day.
And it pulled us apart,
it
for
did,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. But traveling will definitely help you out with that. That's my recommendation.
Or work together. I mean, you two have been working together for
15 years.
A long time.
I looked it up. I did 365 times 15.
Yeah.
Which would be, what, 5,475 days?
You're welcome.
And then put that into 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. And and sadly, there's not much we can say for it.
Yeah.
I've loved it. Wow.
Not what I was going to say. I was going to say I've loved every minute of it, but I guess we're on different pages
I've
there.
I've tolerated every minute of
You know what? You know all that tells me, Betty? We're not spending enough time together. We gotta clock 2 more hours in.
No.
You did this to yourself.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So in my house, we watch a lot of HGTV shows.
Same.
And, you know, somebody taking something old, making it new again, like Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines. You know, they make beautiful homes from ones that other people have given up on because they see the beauty that other people don't see. And our lives are kind of like that, too. We're fixer-uppers. We have a lot of damage. But Jesus doesn't see the broken, dilapidated condition of our souls. He sees the beauty that no one else sees. And I love this analogy too, because Jesus was also a carpenter by trade. So he's also like a master craftsman in our lives, and he can build something beautiful from the twisted and bent boards that we've created. And so, you know, with this, Jesus clings to the broken and the desperate. That's what I really love. Like, he has always had a heart for those people, you know, and so for us, it's great because there are so many stories in the Bible of people reaching out to Jesus in desperation. And our pastor was talking about how, like, desperation isn't always a bad thing because it can lead to dependency on Jesus.
Mm.
And he looked at that one story of the lady who Jesus is in the crowd, and she reaches out and touches his garment and she's healed. And he looks around and is like, who touched me? Mm-hmm. You know, I believe he knew who touched him.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Like, I mean, he's the Son of God.
Right, he has to know.
But I think that he asked that question so that she would stand forward. She would tell her story, and then everyone would see the miracle that happened versus her just getting the miracle and scooting off.
Mm.
Then something could happen. But I love what he said was, he said, your faith has healed you. He didn't say, I healed you. You know, you've been healed. He said, your faith has healed you. And I think that that's really important for us today, because our faith needs to be bigger than our biggest fear. And maybe you're waiting on God for your miracle, you know. And if that's the case, I would encourage you, don't give up, because God's timing is not ours. And when things look darkest, his light will shine brighter than ever. But we have to have faith and truly believe in his power over our pain, and that he has a purpose for everything that we're going through, whether it's to help refine us or whether it's to be there for somebody else. You know, he has a plan.
Yeah, and it is faith, so it means you have to believe without seeing. And so sometimes that's the hardest part of being a Christian.
And I'm not telling you this, you know, to help you out as much as I am, or like to be preachy. I think I'm telling myself to remind myself of this truth, because my own lack of faith limits God's power in my life, and I need to have the faith that Jesus is who he said he is. He'll do what he said he will do, and he's faithful, you know? And because sometimes even I struggle with that, and I doubt, well, do you really have this? Or do you need me to take this? I'll get this.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
And I'm my own worst enemy in that case. So maybe that lands with you today, and that's our Monday School. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wallace Show. We're going to do a little booyah your weekend, where you're going to give us a story about your weekend. We're going to sit in judgment, give you a boo or a yay. You get more yays than boos. You win a prize here on The Wallace Show. We'll do a round in the room here. Betty Rock, why don't you regale us with a tale?
So I went to a surprise birthday party for a friend on Saturday night. And come to find out, that friend had just previously, the day before, gone on a blind date with someone.
Ooh. Oh.
The date did not go well. He did not knock her off her feet.
Okay.
And so through the party, we were all the girls that were there trying to help her write out a text to him to let him down.
Oh, that's so great. Wow. I've done this with you before.
Yeah.
Like helped you write a text to somebody.
Right. So at one point, all the guys were like watching golf in one room, and all the girls were like, okay, if you say this, though, it's going to sound like there might be like a chance, and you don't want to leave that open. So,
yeah. Betty Rock is very clear with her text.
I remember I wrote one time, and I let you read it. Yeah. And you were like, I hurt for it.
I did. I'm like, ouch. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think it was that bad.
How do you not think you're dead to me is bad? Like, not bad. Like, how does that, what other way could that be taken?
I wanted to make my point loud and clear.
Goodness.
All right. So I am going to give you a yay for girl power there and to write. I wish I knew what you had written, because then I could give you a double yay. But I have a feeling that there were still some mistakes in there from a guy's standpoint.
Yeah.
Because we don't see things the same way.
Right. I hope he got the point that she was trying to get across. Like, there is no way on God's green earth that I will see you again.
Oh, just do that. That's fine. It's very similar. Gavin?
It's a yay from me, because there are some things you shouldn't have to do alone. And apparently a breakup text is one of those things. Mm-hmm. So good on you guys for teamwork.
There are emails that I write at work that I feel like are breakup texts. And I'm like, I labor over every word and how will this come across and stuff. So I understand this. And when you're dealing with people's emotions and
when
hearts,
you're dealing
it's
with
worse.
The heart, the more brains on it, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there you go. That's how we play. You give us your story. We'll go around the room. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be part of the show. It's a little booyah your weekend. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
So I am usually super busy. I'm taking care of my dad and my parents and all of that. So usually I don't have a lot of downtime on the weekend. So really my whole weekend was refreshing and great. We had a women's luncheon at my church, Third Old Christian Church, and it was just a refreshing, relaxing, much-needed weekend.
Normally, I would boo a refreshing, relaxing weekend where you don't do anything, because I'm kind of driven. Like, I like to do stuff. I'm in the process of building a outdoor grilling station, and I drilled holes in concrete and mounted it to the floor. So beat that. Like, that's my weekend, you know? But like you say, you take care of your dad. Like, being a caretaker is really, really super draining and hard and exhausting. And so the fact that you get a minute away from that to just recharge will make you better at that, and so that's a definite yay for me.
Yeah, Rachel, I love weekends where I don't do anything either, so I'm giving you a yay for sure.
All right, thank you.
Well, Rachel, congratulations. You're a winner today on Booyah Your Weekend.
Great.
So what do you got?
Well, this weekend I went to visit a friend for the first time in a long time, and I fell down her stairs the very first morning I was there and bruised or broke my tailbone.
Oh!
So that kind of put a damper on the weekend.
Oh, absolutely, because a lot of times we boo for you if it's been a bad weekend, but I'm going to give you two things, a yay and the number to a personal injury attorney.
I'm having a hard time giving you a yay. I mean, because there's so many boos on this, especially because you got a boo-boo.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get home? Was it painful to drive home in your car seated that whole time?
Oh, man. It was a 2.5-hour drive plus an hour and a half flight. So it was quite a bit of sitting yesterday.
Oh, boy, that's the worst injury when you've done that. So, Gavin, booyah your weekend.
It's a yay because as somebody who has three tailbone surgeries, I now have a new tailbone bruise buddy.
I forgot you had you've lived her life there.
I have.
Well, Lauren, we appreciate you being on with us, and you're a winner today on Booyah Your Weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month 3, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999, and we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Back when Hollywood was younger, the age difference between characters who played love interests in movies had bigger age gaps, but we didn't really pay attention to it. You take, for instance, Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly in 1952's Singing in the Rain. So Debbie Reynolds in this movie was 19. Gene Kelly was 40.
Whoa! Okay, 21-year difference.
Yep, and they fall in love in the movie.
Yeah, and we all go, oh, that was such a great movie. That was so beautiful.
Yeah, but, and I don't know why there's such a notice of age now, but back then it was nothing.
And like 19 is still, like, I mean, I could see 20 and a half, but no.
Ooh,
no,
but that 19? Just sounds bad.
Wow. Yeah.
But a movie made back in the 90s, Jurassic Park, is getting some attention for the very same thing. So actors Laura Dern and Sam Neill, they play characters Ellie Sattler and Alan Grant, and they fall in love in the film.
Okay.
Okay, so in real life, they had somewhere around a 20-year age gap.
For real?
Them. Yeah. And watching the movie, I wouldn't think so, but Laura was 23 at the time.
She was only 23 in Jurassic Park?
Mm-hmm.
I swear she looked older. Like,
she did.
And I know that's not what you want to tell a woman.
Mm-mm.
I thought her character was 35.
That's what I would think, too. And Sam, he was 44. So there's a 21 age gap. 21-year age gap there. Both actors spoke on it and said at the time it didn't even occur to them how different their ages were, but stated with the movement of culture awareness, actors are now at least within closer range.
Oh, yeah, because and there was always that double standard for men and women. Like, it was always the leading man. He was in his 40s or 50s with the young girl.
Mm-hmm.
But if you flip that stereotype, all of a sudden people go, whoa, no, this is crazy.
Right.
It's wrong. Yeah.
Right. And even one that comes to my mind is I love White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. Well, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, they're like way drastic. I think Rosemary Clooney is in her early 20s and he's maybe close to 50.
That's Rosemary Clooney in that movie. I have never known her as anything but old. Like, I started watching, like, a TV show that she was in or whatever, and so she was already, like, 70 or whatever. And so, like, I never knew her as a young actress. Yeah. She was born at 70.
She was born at 70. That's she what was I born thought. Old.
That's
okay.
what I thought, actually. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. Did you know your money is basically worthless? It's not worth the paper that it's printed on unless you assign value to it. Without value, it means nothing, you know? And so we all agree that this paper money stands for this, and that's how we function. That's how we pay for things. But there's an old school system of bartering and trading for things and being paid in goods and services. And I'm curious if you've ever been in a place like that before. Gavin?
Yes. So my dad, when I was younger, we had moved into this house and the backyard was all it was dirt and tumbleweeds. We had a dog and we liked to go outdoors. So we went and we redid that backyard, me and my siblings, and we did, you know, planted grass, did like a rock bed, did all this stuff.
Where were you living at the time?
This was Wyoming.
Wyoming. How was it, summer?
Yes.
How hot was it?
Oh, so hot.
Okay. That gives me some context.
But you're a kid, so you've got the energy to do
sure.
endless things. But instead of being paid via, you know, cold hard cash, my dad used a different form of paper payment for me, and that was football cards.
Okay.
I worked a certain amount of hours every week, and I would get maybe a foot long deck of football cards.
So he didn't like go cheap on you.
No, and these were good stuff. I got all of my favorite players out of it, and I personally didn't think anything of it. I loved it.
Yeah, like if he had just paid you, though, you probably could have bought more football cards based on the amount of work you were doing. But your dad was smart. Yeah. Like, he paid you in football cards.
But I think this would be easy to do with kids, to not pay kids with cash. But when it comes to being an adult, I don't know.
I think it works with adults, too. If you've ever asked, like, anyone's ever asked you to move, no one pays you to move. But what do? Pizza. Like, so we all agree to some level of barter in our lives that we will accept as payment pepperoni, you know? And I'm not above that. I'll do that too for sure.
What if they needed you to move, but it's all gluten-free pizza and it's vegan?
I would call a mover for them and pay for it myself because it's not worth it at all. So, all right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm really curious if you have been paid in something other than cash, like some different form of currency as an adult. Like, so now there's no way Gavin's going outside for football cards.
Oh, not a chance.
And sweating. No, he's not going to do that. But as a kid, he did. But what have you been paid with as an adult? I'm curious if there's anything that I would just be shocked by, you know, that happened. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours now. So, Ashley, how have you been paid other than money?
One of my friends gave me a kitten.
A kitten?
Yeah.
Did you want it?
Yes, I did.
So, what did you do for them in order to have that exchanged for a kitten?
I helped her move.
Wow, because most people, the going rate is a slice or two of pizza and maybe a Coke. So, you got a kitten out of it. Was it one they just didn't want anymore? They weren't going to take it with them? Or they're like, oh, hey, by the way, I picked you up a little something and got you a kitten from the pound.
No, actually, the cat that they had adopted from the pound turns out that they said that it was a male, but it turns out that it was a female. And instead of the cat being really fat, it was just really fat and pregnant. And so the mama cat ended up having like 5 kittens. And she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with these kittens. And we're moving soon. So what do I need to do with them?
So you still have the cat?
No, it actually passed away.
Oh, I was going to say, no, she traded it for a dog, like a real pet.
Oh, but you got some good years with him?
Oh, yeah, we had 5 good years with him.
Oh, that's good.
Aww. Well, I would say that's well worth it then.
I would have tried to return it.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it happened to me 3 times with friends. I did computer repair for them, and I got paid in a 1-pound bag of pistachios, an oil change, and a brake job.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of stuff for pistachios. Those must be pretty great pistachios.
Well, they were from Turkey, and I'm a pistachio addict. So,
okay. Yeah. Turkey has really good pistachios, I hear.
A turkey? No, the country?
Oh, no, wonderful. Yeah, the country, not a turkey.
I thought you said, I've heard a turkey has good pistachios.
No,
I'm like,
no,
you know
right
he's
next
talking
to the
about
giblets.
The country. Okay, got it. Well, Well, you know, when I go to the grocery store and I buy a bag of pistachios, I'm shocked at how much they cost. It's ridiculous. Like, a little bag is $8.
Yeah, so maybe the brake job, you came out on the upside of that thing.
Oh, definitely.
Well, Tom, thank you, brother. I appreciate you being on with us.
Oh, my gosh, his name is Tom. Tom Turkey.
Like the turkey? Yeah, there it is.
You have a blessed day.
Hey, see you, Tom. Gobble, gobble.
Bye-bye.
He's like, I'm done with this. Tiffany, how have you been paid in a way other than money?
It's actually the other way around. I actually pay somebody for my midwife. I pay her in like organic soaps and other things I do around her house for her.
Oh.
For a couple $1,000 worth of service.
Really? As a midwife? Now, you've used her before, like multiple times?
She's actually my friend. She doesn't do it just for me. She does it for people around our community.
And then you say, hey, thanks for giving me this little bundle of joy that I'm going to love forever. Here's some soap.
Yeah, well, that and other things. But yeah, she had a week straight where she delivered 4 babies back to back.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I bet your soap came in handy. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And before you finalize your summer vacation plans, let us tell you about something we got going on that you could win that could be a vacation of a lifetime. One not to be repeated, because this is a chance for you to bring you and your family of four to LifeFest Music City 2022. It's an outdoor Christian concert with some great acts like Casting Crowns and Skillet. And, you know, but beyond that, you actually will get to live the rock star life for that weekend, which is pretty great.
That's right, because you will be in your very own RV. So what this means is when LifeFest is going on, typically it's in the very hot months of the year. And so when you have your own RV, you get your own AC. Also, you get your own bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many wins to this.
A loaded fridge with food. You can walk on in there and avoid festival pricing.
Yes, that's true. And also, you can meet some of your favorite artists. Like Wally was saying, you know, Casting Crowns, Skillet, Kane. I mean, there's so many other people that you can meet if you text VIP to 91979. That's VIP to 91979.
We did Life Fest last year, and I would have killed someone for an RV. Like, Betty Rock was backstage with I Am They, because she's friends with Nicole, their roommates, and so Betty could go escape the heat and go to a bus. The rest of us looked like hot messes.
The rest of you peasants.
Oh, she got to party like a rock star. She was backstage
was
refreshing,
great.
And then the rest of us are just like, blah! And so you can have a great, great concert experience if you win this. It's our VIP special. Again, Betty Rock, how do you get involved?
Text the word VIP. I guess not the word, but the letters.
Letters, yeah.
VIP to 91979. That's VIP to 91979.
And we'll send you a link, and good luck.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.